This audio recording is an exemplar student response.
So you've been given a photo to look at. Please, can you describe what you see in the photo?
I can see people either surprised or scared from the movie, which I believe is either like full of action where someone is in danger and about to fall off a cliff or something like that, or a scary movie that's got some scary people, ghosts or something in it, that's like paranormal activities and stuff.
Okay, right. And do you like those sorts of movies?
Yes, but only if I'm with someone, especially on horror movies.
Okay. What kind of films do you really like to watch?
I like rom-com, which is romance and comedy.
Okay. Do you have a favourite?
Not really.
What do you like about those films?
It's because it's both combined together. Like romance, I like romance in like movies, especially in books as well, and I like comedy as well, so them together is really a big thing.
Okay, and do you watch television?
Yes, a lot.
A lot? Yes. What do you watch on television?
I usually watch, I watch two different things, but mostly YouTube on it. But, the TV shows I watch is like Friends and like Casey Undercover. It's like, I choose Friends because it's like funny and entertaining, as well as Casey is funny and it's full of action.
Okay. I know Friends, I don't know Casey. Is it more modern? Is it?
Yes.
And what are the characters like?
What's her name again? Zendaya. I think that's how you say her name. She's like the main character. She's called Casey. She's got like a brother and like parents who are like basically their spies, and like she goes on missions and just like, yeah, and she just starts fighting enemies and stuff. It's just like kind of kiddish, but I like it.
Okay. And so it's much more action, yeah, in that one. Okay, thank you. So if we can move on to the more general conversation. Okay. So you watch a lot of television. What else is there to do in the area that you live?
Go to the parks. Not much, actually. Just go to the parks and, yeah, with friends.
Okay. Is there a big park by your house?
Yes, there is. There's one right in front of my house, but there's also like 4 to 5 parks nearby.
Oh. What kinds of things do people do in the parks?
Play on the swings, maybe talk like under this we have like this slide thing, but it's got like extra stuff on it, and then there's like a shed thing underneath it, so we just sit around and just talk, and then sometimes we go buy chips from the chip shop and eat there.
Okay. And do you have neighbours?
Yes, many.
What do you think makes a good neighbour?
Someone who acknowledges you when you see each other or something, and like talk to you, know a bit about you, and is really friendly.
Okay. And the opposite then, do you have any bad neighbours?
There's one in front of me and she's a bit rude to everyone, like, yeah.
Just generally rude, or is she abusive, or?
No, just rude, like through words, like.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. If you, doesn't look like it today, but do you know about global warming?
Isn't it basically when it gets too hot around, like in certain areas, or it's like a certain area.
Okay. Do you think there are big problems with it?
Yes and no.
Can you think of any of the effects of global warming?
Something to do with water. Like it can get really a point where it can dry up.
Okay.
If it was like, if it was, for instance, if it was like a country that doesn't have like a big amount of like the sea or something, it was just like a river.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not got like a lot, like, especially on like desert and stuff. Not desert, like there's like, in deserts you can find water, but it's just really hard to.
Okay.
And global warming can make it even more harder for you to like be around there.
Okay. So do you think there is, it affects hot countries more?
Yes.
And why do you think lots of people like travelling?
Because it's more exciting, because you get to see new places, try new things, and yeah, enjoy and like different cultures and colours and a lot of stuff.
Okay. And where would you like to go on holiday?
Hawaii.
Hawaii? Why is that?
Because of the sea, it's like light blue, and I really want to go there. Oh. And do the hula hula.
And do the hula hula. And do you like water sports then as well?
Like, what do you mean, like?
Water sports, for example, surfing.
Yeah, I like surfing. I like the idea of it, but I don't think I can do it.
Okay, but you would like to try.
Yeah.
And coming into school then, thinking about school, what do you like to study?
I like doing, for English, I like creative writings, because I like writing stories and making a creative, produce a creative story, basically, or text.
Mm-hmm. So do you prefer poetry or prose?
Prose?
Like a novel, a script?
Poetry more, because it's not like a lot of text, but it's like a nice like descriptive version, and it makes you more think more.
Okay.
About different language used in the past and stuff.
That's very interesting. Do you have any thoughts about what you would like to do after school in the future?
Not really. I have no idea.
Do you hope to stay on and do A levels or?
Yes.
But any idea which A levels?
No.
And and finally then, what do you think makes a good teacher?
Someone who's fair, so equal to each other, so they don't treat someone who's bad, they don't treat them like different to us. Because some teachers, they treat the bad people a bit more nicer than the people who are usually nicer, and they don't acknowledge us more, like they acknowledge more of the rude people than like, the good people. And they like, for example, they give us achievement points or something, and they give it more to the rude people because they've been good, but they don't like look for the give achievement point for the people who have been good.
Just as a general, yeah. People who are generally good don't get rewarded for it enough.
This recording is the copyright of Oxford International AQA Examinations 2018.